Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this evening, Mr. Philip Anselmo. How are you?
Not too bad, darling. How about yourself?
Doing great. Happy to have you back on the show. And we're here this evening to talk about the new Super Joint, Caught Up in the Gears of Application. And it seems like you're always making music on multiple fronts all at once. How do you maintain that passion without being consumed by it?
Truthfully, I am consumed by it because really it's all I know well. And then whether I do it well or not is another question. But still, it's something that I love to do. And I am involved in many, many different things right now. But honestly, the Super Joint record is over a year old for me, so it's like, honestly, like backtracking. So, you know, I recorded it with the rest of the guys when we did, and you know, the most important thing was to stay true to the Super Joint sound and what we initially, I guess our initial influences and all of that type of stuff, I think we did it.
Phil Anselmo with us tonight. This is Whiplash on KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Phil Anselmo with us tonight talking about Super Joint's Caught Up in the Gears of Application. Philip, what's different about the way extreme music interests and inspires you now compared to when you were a kid?
I don't think much. I think I've always had an affinity for it. It's just something that draws me and makes me feel good, you know, when I listen to it. You know, I think that there's a lot of bands to look to from the past that are extreme. I think there's many different genres to look at aside from heavy metal that are extreme in their own way. And then I think there's a lot of bands out there today, even definitely younger than my old ass, that are innovators, and they're doing something very different within the, I guess, the realms of extreme music. And I love it. I love the passion, and I love once again that innovation. So it keeps me going, keeps me young, lady.
Phil Anselmo with us tonight. And hey, I've got a box set here. The complete studio albums, 1990 to 2000. Bunch of Pantera vinyl. Cowboys from Hell, Vulgar Display of Power, Far Beyond Driven, The Great Southern Trendkill, and Reinventing the Steel. Caller 25 at 800-955-KLOS wins, courtesy of Rhino Records. Still to come, music from Iron Maiden. I'll have Korn tickets, more with Philip. It is all on the way. 95.5 KLOS, this is Whiplash. It's Full Metal Jackie. Philip Anselmo is with us tonight. And, you know, you're always out there in the news, and I know every time you do an interview, it sort of makes headlines. And, Philip, what's the hardest thing about having such a polarizing personality as you do?
Oh, geez. I guess, you know, in this world of the interweb and the internet and knee-jerk reactions and stuff like that, you know, I am a guy with I guess I'd say a very harsh sense of humor, sense of, you know, freedom of speech and all of that and all that goes with it. And sometimes it's so easy just to catch the tail end of something or look at something through a lens, so to speak, of that you are, you know, the person that's looking is looking for something specifically. And really, if you look at something and you look for something specifically, all the time, you're going to find something to bitch and moan about and whatever. And then, you know, so, you know, hey, you know, have I made mistakes in the past? Been insensitive with my sense of humor, or sense of levity or whatever, or reactionary things or whatnot? Absolutely. And I have always owned it, and my apologies are very, very sincere, despite the fact that anybody and everybody can apologize today, and it's either accepted or it's not, and most times it's scrutinized as well. So it's like, you know, it's a no-win situation. So really all I can do is be myself, continue to be myself, and just try and enjoy life as long as I can, man.
Philip and Salma with us tonight. This is Whiplash on KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Philip and Samo on the show with us tonight, talking about the new Superjoint album, Caught Up in the Gears of Application. And it's the band's first release since 2003. Creatively, what's the starting point for a band making an album after so much time has passed?
I think it's identifying exactly what the band was based off of, which was the love of hardcore music that we grew up with, really me and Jimmy Bauer and Kevin Bond. And then, you know, you get the new blood in there with Jose Manuel Gonzalez, better known as Blue, my little young drummer who kicks so much ass, and Steve Taylor is my right hand man, and that guy is a very talented musician. And you take all that, and you take the new blood, and you really stay true to what Superjoint sounded like in the past. Don't stray too terribly far from, I guess, your influences and the task at hand. You know, each band is its own task and its own, it has its own personality. So, you know, you don't want to stray too far from that. And, you know, like I said before, we try desperately not to stray, and we try to stay as true as possible to what Superjoint really sounds like. And you know, I guess really I'll leave it up to all of you experts to decide whether we sound like Superjoint or not still, you know. So I'm not the guy to say it.
Phil and Salmo's with us. Gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna be giving away a 20th anniversary edition of Pantera's The Great Southern Trendkill. Got Korn tickets, so lots more to come on Whiplash. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Philip Anselmo is with us on the show tonight. And a 20th anniversary edition of The Great Southern Trendkill was just released. At the time, it was kind of the dark horse in the Pantera catalog. Looking back, why was it an important album for you?
Well, I think at the time, we were being told by anyone with an opinion in the hierarchy of the record biz that heavy metal was going out of style and grunge was the biggest thing in the world, and that was true. And then there were heavy metal bands that were implementing different styles, and all that's fine and within itself, but for Pantera at the time, I think it was very, very imperative for us to stay as true true to heavy metal as possible. And it was really, really, really important to us. And so, we, you know, wearing that heavy metal on our sleeve as proudly as we did do, you know, we always took things and obstacles and doubts about the ability of the band or how far we could go as chips on our shoulder. So, you know, I can still remember back to the first night of the tour and my road manager coming up to me and saying, well, don't expect a full house, don't expect this, don't expect that. But he was so wrong, and it was a packed house, and it was sold out, and so was the rest of the tour, and yep, we did well. And funny enough, I do agree with you, the Great Southern Tranquil was a bit of a dark horse in the catalog, even for me, you know, it was like a strange record. But today, in 2016, I am amazed, shocked, amazed, and gasping for air at how many different people come up to me and say, man, that is my favorite Pantera record. And I'm like, really? Jesus Christ. Well, thank you very much, you know. So, more power to it.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and I've got a 20th anniversary edition of the Great Southern Trendkill for caller 20 at 800-955-KLOS, courtesy of Rhino Records. It's a Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Phil Anselmo with us on the show tonight. Philip, what's your most vivid memory from the first time you were in Los Angeles?
Wow. Okay. Man, the first time I was ever in Los Angeles, I was with the Pantera guys, and we were absolutely nobody outside of Texas. And even in Texas, I think I was still pretty fresh to the band, so I guess we were rebuilding our audience there as well. So we were just these bunch of young, skinny at the time, fellows trekking about Los Angeles, and this always sticks out in my memory, but one of the guys in the band had known this girl who had frequented and worked along that strip of famous bars and whatnot back in the day. The clubs and the club scene were a lot of glam bands and whatnot had come out of. She, I guess, being a glam fan, began scrutinizing the bands that I had patched upon my denim vest over my leather jacket. And so her and I got into an argument, and she took it upon herself to tell the rest of the guys in Pantera why, you know, this guy, oh, he's crazy, his taste in music is horrible, how could you ever get this guy in the band, and you guys are never going to go anywhere, you're going to fail, you're going to fail, you're going to fail, and I'll see to it that you never play in Los Angeles, and all of this crazy talking. I'm like, man, is this all this because I have a Slayer patch? You know, it's like, come on, what are you talking about? And, yeah, it feels pretty good to this day at almost 50 years old that she was very, very wrong. And that is a vivid memory there, Jackie, it is.
I'm sure it's gratifying.
Yeah, it's gratifying, but it's also, you know, like I say, but a memory.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Philip Anselmo with us. Pick up the new Super Joint record, Caught Up in the Gears of Application. And Philip, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll see you soon.
All right, sugar. Everybody, stay insane.
All right, you heard the man. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of the show. My name is Full Metal Jackie. I'm here Monday nights from 10 to midnight. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Gonna leave you off with Floods from Pantera. See ya.